Let's bring in Jim Ryan, who is following the horrific flooding in central Texas around Kerrville. Jim, this was like biblical flooding. It's so incomprehensible to understand how that water rose so fast and so high.
Well, it's just an explosive rise in the rainfall amount, and then flowing into the Guadalupe River. I'm sitting right alongside the Guadalupe here in Kerrville, and yes, it's a function of the terrain, and this is known as Flash Flood Alley. That's really one of the nicknames here, because when it rains heavily, you're almost guaranteed a flood. That these rivers will fill up very quickly, and then downstream the flooding will begin. But it struck in such a way that the rain was especially intense upstream from here. So the water flows into the creeks, it comes down the hillsides, it flows into those rivers, eventually into the Guadalupe, and you end up with this horrific wall of water, a wall of water 28 to 30 feet high when it reached here in Kerrville, carrying with it people and cars and trucks and cabins from these many campsites, Susan.
These campsites you speak of, for just to give people an idea, along the river, extremely popular place for a lot of these camps, which were in full swing, full with people, right?
Yeah, and you know, this being 4th of July, being summertime, parents send their kids off to these summer camps. There are at least 20 of them, 20 campgrounds alongside the river, not just, you know, kid camps or summer camps, but also campgrounds where people drive their RVs and they park and spend some time. But and all of those places were very busy because it was the holiday. This all happened at the worst time possible, Brian. Yeah, the holiday weekend, summertime, and at about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning when everyone is asleep.
And Jim, what were the notifications that people had at the time before all of this hit? What were they expecting?
That's a great question. And, you know, the Weather Service, the day before, even Wednesday, this all happened early Friday morning. On Wednesday, the Weather Service was talking about the possibility of flash flooding. But again, in this part of Texas, that's not unusual. So it's possible that people just didn't take those warnings too seriously. They know that flooding is likely or can be a possibility when it rains heavily, but they didn't expect anything like a 28 to 30 foot wall of water to come crashing down.
Well, there's still a recovery effort going on, but what is the concern right now with the weather and future threat?
Well, there is a possibility of more raining and the possibility of more flooding. Probably nothing at all like we saw the other day. But now it's just a matter of picking through all that wet debris, the mountains of trees that were snapped off, and trying to find victims, either survivors or people who did not survive, Brian.
Is it still a search and rescue at this time?
It is. And until they know otherwise, that no one has survived, then it'll remain a search and rescue for at least a few more days.
Jim, thank you. Jim Ryan joining us live from Texas.